is what makes all things possible. This is what makes all things anew. So this is the sign of the times that we've been praying for, that we've been expecting, which have now arrived. So we're learning to lean into our beloved. In other words, the aspect of self that is dawning, that's being birthed, that is creating a new avenue, that's creating a new prophecy. So as you are willing to dream with the light, so we want to remember that we are light, even though it seems like we have the physicality, we have form. In fact, all of this is really space. All of this is really consciousness. So the more that we find ourselves attractive, we're all very beautiful, attractive people. But of course, what they mean is the more that we find ourselves one with our divine inheritance, one with our divine occurrence, what we do is we speed up our evolution. We speed up our certainty. So our certainty is coming into our full alignment, is coming into our full agreement, it's coming into our full extension, where we reverberate, where we have the frequency of that light uninterrupted. So when we say uninterrupted, it means dropping the lack, dropping the separation, dropping the guilt, the shame, all of the energies of long ago. So long ago is like looking at a star and it seems like it's still twinkling, but it's from light years away. And so in essence, we're still acting out from past extension that no longer is, as we will receive that which is due us, as we will receive that which is built into our contract in this lifetime. Because remember, we are here to be the stars, to be the light, to hold the antenna, to hold our like lightning rod, in other words, our merkaba, our essence. Now, when I said our essence, I have a kundalini serpent that's gathering, it's sort of like waking up, was I called? Someone need me? Waking up to our true inner beauty. So they're reminding us to sing a song. In English, it's like that inner beauty is calling us home. So when they said in the beginning, I forget what initially they said, but something about finding ourselves attractive, this is what they're pointing out. It has nothing to do with what you see in the mirror in the physical. It has to do with your restorative value. It has to do with your sing, song, dance, meaning your soul of vibration, your signature, your application for all to hear. So when I say all to hear, I literally see like a ringing of a bell. So this is about us hitting the high note. This is about us coming higher into our victory, into our prosperity, into our circulation. So again, we're stepping over time. We're stepping out of time. We're leaving the old history. We're leaving our old obligations. So everything that we've been attuning to in this incarnation, as we ascribe to yesterday, is no more, as we will further consent, as we will attune to our brightness, as we will attune to our forever advancement. So this is where we're gaining power, we're gaining steam, we're gaining likeness abroad, signaling, parting ways with the past, receiving our full acknowledgement. So as we bring forth the ways of the heart, so again, in order to bring forth the ways of the heart, in order to come into union with our true self, it's allowing that heart to lead. So some of us are very good in having a heart for others. Oh, what can I do for you? I can't do more for you. But we sit on the past in terms of our own dismay. So this heart, the bell ringing, the signaling of our attractiveness is to receive our own homecoming, is to receive our benevolence, is to receive our prosperity. So when I'm receiving this on behalf of everyone, I receive light. like, just imagine you're out, like, on a cruise ship, like, you and the sun, and it's just as bright as the sun can be. This is what's overpowering us. This is what's taking over. Again, not in the outer, because the five senses aren't showing us our truth. So this is about the inner voyage, the inner prosperity, the inner signature scent, the inner calling. So as we will arrive, so when we say arrive, it's like I can just feel those very powerful angel wings. So again, it's showing us our victory. It's showing us our truth. It's showing us our prosperity. It's showing us our kindness. Now, out of this consent, out of this simulation, out of this restorative essence, we then bring forth that which is in our vicinity. So all of us have that which is due us. All of us have that which we have agreed to bring forth, to manifest, to play with in this incarnation. And it's our it's due us, it's our right. In order to have it manifest, we have to see ourselves ready. We have to see ourselves in proper standing. We have to give ourselves like the pledge. So again, receiving the light, receiving your true entry, receiving the heart of the matter. So the awakened heart, opening up the heart, I just see where it's like very easy for another, for ourselves, sometimes not as much. I literally have someone with a hammer. So like you're still like angry at yourself, hammering like be quiet, do whatever it is you're telling yourself. So this is where there's all this light surrounding you and there's this like dark little cloud right above you. So just, I forget, Pigpen, I think from Peanuts. So whatever it is, whatever imagery works, but I literally have like a hatchet or a hammer or whatever. So this is what is the disharmony. So it's like you're feeling the light, all this, and yet you only offer yourself small change. So this is part of the history. This is part of the old administration. So just like new president, new administration, anything where you see revolution, where you see like revolving. So just imagine a revolving door or change of presidents or a new dynasty or just taking a leap forward. But you want to have that essence or understanding of arrival where we're stepping out into proper vicinity. Now, this is very important. You're not stepping out of sequence. You're stepping out into proper vicinity. In other words, you're answering the call of your soul. You're answering the call of the divine. You're answering the call of God. So as we will pledge to our awakened awareness, so this is coming into divine proximity, divine prosperity, divine arrival. So allow these energies, allow these light codes to bring us into truest vision. So again, how we bring forth the manifestation, whatever it is it comes to us, it arrives by justified proximity. So in other words, we offer up the signature, we offer up the good standing, we offer up our own arrival, our own recognition. So again, remember the attractiveness, the light, the consensus to love through and through. Notice how my throat chakra gets a little pause right there. We are love, God is love, spirit is love, light is love. So in order to bring forth merriment, we have to enjoy the ride. We have to consent for love of self. Love of self. And so this is where we're taking back the reins, because we've been operating out of egoic consciousness. We've been operating out of the past. So it's like this is all said and done. We're already home with God. Whatever feels right and true, but you want to feel that passage of time. You want to feel that locomotion. You want to feel that transference of identification. So allow everyone at this time, you want to just feel yourself like pin the tail on the donkey, like I've arrived, I receive, I accept, I stand out, I permit, I rejoin. I rejoin with the ways of the heart. I rejoin with the ways of my true essence. Rebirth, whatever feels delightful. Delightful. We're not trying to change the world. We're recognizing we are the world. And we're coming into proper station. We're coming into proper union. Love, delight, light, heavenly glow, riches. Someone's like just seeing like shackles being released by their ankles. So again, our higher self brings forth affordable aptitude. It brings forth the answer key. And so whatever is symbolic is going to arrive, and it's different for everybody. So it's not like, well, what did you get? What did you get? Our higher self knows exactly how to unravel our unconscious and how to bring forth our glory. Our job is to submit to its good value. So again, Holy Spirit, higher self, divine essence, we're submitting to our true glory, our true standing. For me, I'm just seeing, I want to say a light show, but I've just got like images, like from my file cabinets of my mind. And I just see images. On a conscious level, I have no idea what it means, but I can feel it energetically shifting. I feel the shifts without the conscious recall. Saying like, glory to God in the highest, meaning our higher self knows exactly how to bring forth liberation. And allow yourself to receive that on all levels. Someone needs to hear under all conditioning, under all conditions. So this is like, well, I do fine until this person shows up in my life or whatever it is. Under all conditions. Allow that host value to take hold. Again, we're giving ourselves permission to rise, to align with our holy remembrance. And so this is how we shift timelines. This is how we graduate. Because we see and receive and consent to our new drawing, to our new light, to our new admission. So this is where we don't have to take the long way home. We're not traveling through linear time. We're adjusting to our new reality. We're adjusting to our homecoming. As far as the eyes can see, someone else needed to hear that. So that's sort of like going out into the future. Well, is the person I'm supposed to meet getting the memo that I've shifted? Yes. There's no separation. There's no separation. But they're saying, like, just realize, like, what comes out is exactly what touches the heart. And so trust that we all bring forth those signalings of remembrance to ourselves, like speedily, quickly, before we even ask, it is spoken. And again, spoken internally. We may just get a wisp of air. We just may get a feeling, a sense. Allow that to be anchored in. I got someone like as if you're like stomping on grass or whatever. Like you're not anchoring, you're stomping. stay. They're showing me the magician card. So whoever that is, you got it. You can rest assured. You got it. You're so cute. Like in you go. It's good. Very, very good. Okay. Beautiful.